The Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park and Parks Canada have teamed up to open up the U.S. side of the Chilkoot Trail to American hikers and explorers this summer. Parks Canada will begin taking reservations on April 27th for multi-day trips on the Chilkoot Trail starting on or after June 1st of this year. The fees are $20 for adults and $10 for kids under 18. Those fees will be cycled through to the U.S. National Park Service for trail maintenance and upkeep. Jason Verhaeghe is the Interpretation and Education Division Manager at Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park and says the trail is open year-round, but it is staffed and well-marked during the summer season. Verhaeghe imagines this summer will be an unusual opportunity to get on the trail without the typical volume of busy cruise ship seasons, even if American hikers are limited to the U.S. side.
I think some folks are thinking, how unfortunate, I can't do the whole trail. I'm looking at it as what a unique opportunity to be able to have the trail nearly to myself and be able to explore areas that I don't focus on in other years. Oftentimes, folks are thinking, I got to put my head down and charge as fast as I can because I've got such a busy cruise ship season to get back to.
This season, hikers can access the summit above the Golden Staircase, but that's where they'll have to turn around.
Even the warming shelter up on the pass is on Parks Canada land. There's a large stone monument indicating the history and the border crossing, and that is the end point.
Verhaeghe says there have been some recent upgrades at both Canyon City and Sheep Camp to enjoy.
Every one of those camps has something special to offer, so folks want to spend their time at Canyon City and explore the new loop that the trail crew put in a few years back. That's quite beautiful. Or if you want to go to Sheep Camp and see the new warming shelter that was installed relatively recently.
According to trail foreman John Heinrichs, significant brushing will need to be done, and there are large areas of downed trees between Finnegan's Point and Canyon City. There's also potential avalanche danger between Pleasant Camp and the summit throughout the spring months. Heinrichs says he expects a temporary solution to the previous season's flood at the Beaver Ponds to be completed by June 1st, with a permanent solution connecting all of the boardwalks to be worked on later this summer. Heinrichs says the trails should be clear and ready for everyone by opening day. Before June 1st, the National Park Service does ask that hikers register prior to embarking on the trail for safety and data collection reasons, though no fees will be collected prior to June 1st. Day trips on the trail are free year-round. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.